Well, we are back at it for week five for the Banana Boat Podcast, coming to you on Father's Day, June 15th. Yeah, it's about 8:40 in the evening. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Shout out to my dad. Been almost a year since he passed. So definitely a tough Father's Day, but definitely glad to be on the pod with you guys. I'm Michael Smith, based out of Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir. This is Marcus, shooting in Dallas. Happy Father's Day, Mike. Happy Father's Day, Darius, and happy Cat Father's Day for me.
man, this is Darius from Indy. Happy Father's Day, Mike. All to you deadbeats, move around. Ain't no happy Father's Day. Ain't no happy Father's Day to you deadbeats out there. I want nothing happy in your life till you take care of them kids.
No.
That's a is that a stray at a certain player for the Timberwolves? And well, maybe two players on the Timberwolves,
Bruh.
since we got since we got a since we got the Stifle Tower following in Anthony Edwards' footsteps
Technically,
now. Bruh.
that wasn't straight, but hey, if the shoe fits, shoe fits,
Wear
wear
it. Well, yeah.
it.
Well, like I said, we're coming at you on June 15th. A lot of happenings in the NBA. So the good thing about the NBA is the content machine feeds itself. So we got plenty to talk about. We're going to kick it off with the NBA Finals, but we got some big trades happening today. We got hot take Marcus on the call as always. So we know he's going
Yes,
to
sir.
come with some fire takes. But
Always.
we're going to kick it off Sunday night ahead of game five in the finals. So we're looking at back at game four, and what we saw between game three and four. So y'all kick it off with y'all's thoughts on game three and game four.
Game three, game four. Yeah. No, I man, honestly, dude, I feel like. I just feel like, yo, like this has been a series that, quite frankly, I feel like if you don't like this series, you don't like basketball. I'm convinced, because I feel like this has been a good like just call back to just basketball. You know what I mean? Like, you see two teams. You see two teams like they figured each other out, and it's literally just about which team is going to impose their will on the court and to just kick it off. I feel like game three, I'm trying to like, man, I feel like game three was so long ago now. It felt like that. But I feel like even the Pacers, like still in game three, I feel like that was big time for them. You know what I'm saying? Because they put pressure on, they pretty much took a page out the Thunder book. They put pressure on the ball. They didn't let Shai get comfortable. I mean, you had TJ McConnell, what, five steals? He was hawking everything down. Like they bench just outplayed him in every kind of just facet of the game. So I thought that was, I thought that was pretty dope. But then you saw OKC figure them out in game four, where J-Dub just came out and he was just running it off. Like they could not keep him out the paint. I mean he was just going downhill the whole time. I feel like J-Dub is who, if you're a Pacers fan, the aggressiveness that J-Dub has is who you want Tyrese Haliburton to be. But he, like, just from an aggressiveness standpoint, just like, yo, I'm just gonna keep attacking, putting pressure on the rim, like, because I just don't think Tyrese has figured out if he's aggressive, putting pressure on the rim, it opens up his superpower of passing and getting assists and getting his teammates involved because he's constantly making the defense commit to him to pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he's in the middle of the paint, defense got to collapse, commit to him, which means somebody's gonna slide over too far to help. Which, that leaves your corner three guys open. You know what I'm saying? The corner boys to get going. So, yeah, man, I feel like this is just a back and forth series. I'm really hoping it goes games to seven games, to be honest. I feel like this is just this I don't know. I feel like this is just good for the league, good for basketball. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, if you follow the pod, I was seriously doubtful about the Pacers and. I tip my hat off to them. They made it a series. I'm excited. It's been fun. Even for a low rating series, like this is serious basketball. So I agree with you, Darius. The thing I'm following more are the side storylines that always get swept under the rug. But some of these guys that don't get any they don't get any media time ever. The side
Yeah.
players like TJ McConnell putting up 10, 5, and 5 in game three.
Yeah.
Bryant, what's his name? Freaking Bryant,
Thomas
Thomas
Bryant.
Bryant.
Thomas Bryant talking about we didn't win game four because I didn't play. We'll see how we'll see if he's in a Pacers uniform next year.
You gotta
Bruh,
keep him.
man, Obi Toppin, like the dude's got like a legit clip. Like he could actually hit the three ball consistent. Like his jumper looks nice. And if you remember when he first got into the league, like he was, all kind of player of the year guy, but they're like, all right, he's an older guy, and so he started sliding in the draft, but he still got drafted pretty high, and New York gave up on him. Like, this dude's gonna get a contract. When I was when I'm watching this, the freaking, the series, the thing that's sticking out to me a lot is that the like it being experience matters. Like you see the guys sticking out, like Caruso is a championship
For
player.
sure.
He's impactful every night, and that's the difference between him and some of these other Cason Wallace, who's just he is just the same amount of ability as like Cason Wallace will be Caruso, but he'll be that in about 5 years. Like Caruso's been there, done that.
He know what
T.J.
it takes.
McConnell's been around the league for a super long time. He just knows the savvy things, how to get buckets, how to use leverage. And then you look at a guy like Shea, who has a rough game. I mean, he had 35 points in game four, but I think we're so used to calling Shea like young, but we forget like he has a lot of playoff experience. Like
He does.
he was
Yeah, his first
was
year
he on that
Thunder.
Clippers run?
Yeah, so he was
The
with the
year where
Clippers.
the Kevin Durant, I'm Kevin Durant run.
Yeah, that was
And
he was a rookie in that, and he actually played. He got real time. And then the next year he was on OKC as they were the
With
fifth
Chris
seed.
Paul
Yeah,
in
and
the
they
bubble,
lost
yeah.
to seven games to the Rockets. And then last year he made it to the second round. So we're talking about four different playoff series. This is fourth playoff series, so people are acting like he's a rookie, but like, dude, he's been around like veterans, like for real veterans. He's been in the playoffs. Okay, OKC tanked like two years in a row or something like that. But like he's I don't know, 26 or something like that. But he's had
He's
4 years. Yeah,
26 now. He's Luka's age. Same
He's
draft class.
26.
Yeah, 4 years in the playoffs. That's amazing.
I think this playoffs though, like it you need your superstars to like really put their stamp on the game. And I feel like Shea hasn't quite done it yet. I feel like I don't know if you guys look at it. I feel like I look at Shea and I'm just like, man, like I'm still waiting for him to just like, yo, no matter what y'all do, I'm winning this game for us. Like we're not losing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like even I feel like last game, I didn't really feel like Thunder won that game. I just feel like Pacers tricked it off. You know what I'm
I
saying?
mean,
Like, so I don't know.
I think overall what I thought from that game is it made me interested to see the adjustments going into game five, because I feel like there's been a lot of like this was the first game I felt like the Pacers legitimately were like might have been the better team. And I felt like the one adjustment that I kept seeing time after time was they had Shea off the ball a lot. And they had, like you said, Darius, they had J Dub on the ball a lot. And I think they were trying to do that, one, to give Shea some rest. But I think, two, it's a lot easier to guard a guy that's got the ball in his hands at the top of the key, where if they can hide Shea on the baseline and have him pop up to the elbow and kind of get the ball, or if they can have him pop up and set a screen on J Dub like he was doing. There were a lot of times Nembhard was on him and he was setting screens, because they knew the Pacers were going to switch down the stretch of the game to try to get Nesmith on him, because Nesmith has been great for the Pacers all playoffs. But I feel like Shea was abusing Nesmith anytime he
Oh
was
yeah,
on
he
him.
was.
It was like chef's cooking right now if he's got Nembhard or if he's got Nesmith on him, because Nembhard was just a pest and was bothering him, and Shea was still getting his for a lot of that game. But anytime Nembhard
It
was
was
on him, he
hard.
made it difficult.
It was very difficult. I feel like this is not Neesmith series. I think they're still trying to recreate the run he had against the Knicks, and I just don't think this is his series. Which is not, it's not, it doesn't mean he's trash. I just, you know, you just like every series, you got that key piece. They just match up well. They play well. I just feel like Nesmith, this is just not the series for him to play well. I think right now this is more, I feel like honestly, the dark horse has been Obi Toppin. Like Obi Toppin,
It's a
he's been the
knock me
X
down.
factor. Like, yo, you matter of fact,
Him
not even
and
Obi Toppin.
McConnell. Him and
Him and
McConnell.
McConnell. Oh, Obadiah, boy. Call him by his government
You
name,
call
boy.
him
Obadiah.
that Amish paradise man.
Man, that Obadiah, boy. He's been like you know, I feel like when you look at him, you think he's literally just an athlete. But like Mark said, you look at, I mean, dude got like he got a clip. He plays defense. He's gonna give you hustle points. He's gonna give you putbacks. He's that guy that he does the dirty things on the floor. I do think that sometimes he does get like a little bit carried away, where he tries to do a little too much and then he's kind of out of control. But I can live with that because, you know, I feel like if he gets the reins, I think he can be your X factor and be another consistent 15 to 17 points. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere between 12 to 17, I feel like he's guaranteed to give you that. And I feel like you know what you're going to. I feel like TJ needs to be that spark. He won't be a high scorer, like, you know, getting you 10, 5, 5. I think that's great. And I think you just got to be okay with that's probably what he's going to give you. I don't know if he's going to necessarily get another 5 or 6 steals a game, but he has got to be that spark. I personally think they need to get Benedict Mathurin back out there. Like they need to give him. I feel like the way Rick Carlisle is putting him out there, I think is just chopping up his game. He has it. It feels like he's out of rhythm. And you know what I'm saying? By the time he gets going, he already got like 2 fouls. So
Man,
he's kind of like uncontrolled too.
I'm with you until the end of that game. He missed what, 3 free throws in a row?
Yeah, you
So
can't miss
yeah,
those. You gotta hit those.
his play has been choppy. He had what, 27 points in game three. So I mean, he's been big
Nailed
at points, but I just feel like he is out there to get his, and I feel like he's a good change of pace. So I feel like
it.
he's a good curveball off the bench. I do feel like he
Yeah.
deserves minutes, but I feel like he's the one guy that's going to be aggressive and hunt his shot outside
Yeah.
of Pascal, but Pascal can't control the ball because he's not going to get the ball in all different spots. He gets the ball at the elbow. He gets the ball really at like the top of the key, like on that kind of corner three, on that
Yeah.
corner kind of. So I feel like
On the
Mathurin's the one
wing.
other guy that kind of can semi-create his own shot, but his shot's got to be going because if his shot's not going, he's going to shoot the ball anyways, and he might be a black
Yeah.
hole.
Yeah, he's gonna shoot the air at that ball.
Yeah, I think that's the one indictment I would probably have against Karlowski, and it's not about this series, but it's about the season. They never reintegrated Ben Mathurin in the right way. It's like, all right, dude
Yeah.
is probably beating everybody in one-on-one in practice, but you're not sure if you want him to be the focus of your team. I think ultimately he probably gonna become like a J.R. Smith type guy on the right team.
Yeah.
I've been hoping he's got traded from the Pacers for a long time now. So, but
Yeah. He say like he needs a system that's free flowing that's gonna let him go. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like he's one of those players where, you know, you're gonna live and die with some mistakes. But I think if he's had a chance to kind of go through those mistakes, I think he can clean those up. You know what I mean? But I think the Pacers need another guy that can just hunt his own shot to an extent. Because I mean, Tyrese, that's not his strength. Pascal can do it, but then if Pascal shut down, okay, then who? Because every other person out there, it's a system. You know what I mean? So it's either like your system has to be flawless. You know what I'm saying? And for y'all to get shots. But like you said, when it's the last 2 minutes, sometimes that system ain't gonna work. You need somebody just like, look, all right, I just need you to run off 10 of them right real quick. You know what I'm saying? Get us in a good spot. I need you to run off 10 of them. The plays that we're throwing at them ain't working. They have a counter. They have, you know, we've come out of, we've, you know, out of this one set, we've had 3 or 4 counters and none of them working. So, you know what? Forget it. Pascal, here go the rock. Just go get a bucket. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, I think that's going to be the separator in these last three. You know, I really hope it goes to game 7, but I think that's going to be the separator between some of these games. You know what I'm saying? Just who wants it more? Who's going to really just like, yo, I'm not letting us lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what they throw at me. I'm not letting us lose. Like I said, I want to see more of that from Shea. I think Nembhard did a great job of just kind of just being a pest, making it difficult. You know what I'm saying? I think if J Dub can stay consistent, that's gonna help Shea because now you gotta focus on J Dub, which it's kind of pick your poison. If J Dub's already got like 15, 20 going, if you get any of that focus off Shea, that's an automatic 30 ball right there. So you gotta put teams in those positions. Like, how do you want it? You know what I'm saying? Like, how you know, so I think they gotta do that.
I think too, like we're talking about the Pacers having Siakam is going to score every game pretty much.
Yeah.
Haliburton seems like he gets aggressive at certain points, but still doesn't quite step up all the way and have his
Yeah.
finger on the pulse all game. But then you look at the Thunder, and it's really been Shea and J-Dub have really been their consistent scorers. And I feel like, Marcus, this kind of goes back to a point we've kind of made over and over again. I feel like the best version of the Thunder, it still feels like to me, is Chet as the second best player. But it's also clear that this year that's not going to be the year where he's the second best player. But I
That's
do feel
true.
like he's given them a lot of good minutes. I mean, his defense down the stretch of the game. He had like a block on a Halliburton three pointer. I mean, even Shea had a block on that step back three. So I do feel like he gives you a lot of energy and gives you a lot of defensive minutes where he can guard out on the perimeter and protect the paint. But they just don't have that third guy that they can rely on every single game for scoring. Because I don't think you're going to get 20 from Caruso again. I mean, he's battle tested, but he's not the guy that's going to get you 20 every game. So it's going to be a matter of, can they find that one guy to get them 15, 20 that kind of adds on to what Shea and what J-Dub do? And you would like to think it's Chet, but he's just not there yet.
Yeah, he's not quite there yet.
I got to give that one up. You're right about that. I got to soften on that stance. I'm hoping he comes back and he's aggressive next year, and he's super efficient and all that kind of stuff. But right now, he just ain't got it.
It's gonna be interesting to see the adjustments these next couple games. 'Cause I think it's gonna be key. Who y'all got? Who y'all think is gonna get the next game though?
It's at home. I think Thunder get this one. I think the Pacers, if they have a shot, they go back home and get it. And then I got all faith in the Thunder dominating this next one.
I really feel like they're gonna win at home. So I do feel like if the Thunder don't close out in six, I can see the Pacers like closing out in seven. I can see it. I can see it. I feel like the Pacers just that like I'm with you. I think the Thunder's gonna get the next game because it's at home. I think the Pacers can steal that game back in Indy. And I think if they do that, at that point, I mean, you're the Pacers. Because, I mean, everybody's thinking, like, yo, you're the Thunder. You're supposed to win. You know what I'm saying? Everyone had you as the Pacers. We can literally play free because we're not even supposed to be this far. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not supposed to be here. So I think it's going to, all the pressure is going to be on the Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, yo, people expect us to win. We're the favorites to win. And here you got this, team in Indiana. They're playing free. You know what I mean? So I do feel like, the Pacers get game six. I really feel like they can go to OKC and still another one. Still another one game seven.
I
It'll be
think the Thunder
wild.
see it as I think the Thunder see it as we got three games left and we win two of them and we got it and we got two of them at home. So I really see it being Thunder game five, Pacers game six, Thunder game seven. So I mean, I think it's the Pacers have convinced me that they can take this one seven, and I think they've convinced me that if I wouldn't be shocked if they do win the series. I'd still be surprised, but I wouldn't be absolutely shocked. Because I mean they showed even against the Knicks that they could do it. And I think, I mean, the they gave they were the team that essentially led to Thibodeau getting his pink slip. So on that note, what the heck is going on with the Knicks?
Bro, yo, New York is being New York, fam. They don't know what they do. New York literally fired their coach out of playing.
They really did. They sending these drunk texts at 2 a.m. in the morning. Hey, J Kid, you up? Hey, Ime, you up? Billy Donovan, I think
You know it's bad when it's the Bulls, coach.
I'm going down my Rolodex. Like I got my little black book, and I'm just going down the list of names and
When
see who's
the
up and who's
Bulls are
ready.
rejecting you know there's issues. But,
Bro,
bruh,
it's
it's bad.
wild.
It's bad. It's
It's
bad.
yo, they said that drunk Drake text singing in
Right. Hey, you
the
still up?
phone. Right.
What you
Come
doing right
on.
now?
Come on, girl. You
I'm
know
just
I
saying.
mean it.
I'm just saying you can do better. I'm just saying you can do better.
Right. No, honestly, I feel like New York, like I get the fire, and I've been listening to different podcasts, Melo, Jeff Teague podcast, like, different players, and the consistency I've been seeing where I'm like, okay, I see that. Whereas like you get it, the fire, but then you don't. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know Tibbs ain't great at adjustment, man. Like Tibbs, the further Tibbs going to playoffs, the more Tibbs is gonna lean on the people he trusts. You know what I'm saying? Which if you a player for Tibbs and he trusts you, you're gonna get your money. Tibbs gonna get you paid, right? But I also think like Tibbs is just not good at like, yo, this is not working. How do I set this team up for us to win? But I also think it has to be on some of the players too. where it's like, yo, y'all is good. You're the ones playing the game. So if the coach is not making an adjustment, Jalen Brunson, Cat, y'all gonna be like, fam, all right, look, we need to make this adjustment. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be us. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Getting the team on board, this is what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? I think, yeah, I think New York, they out there doing something. I think they gonna go the next season. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know.
Rick Brunson in the first chair.
Yeah, just somebody get there, please. Somebody sit there. You know what I'm saying? So now New York on some other, they on a different wave right now.
For
They
sure, for
tweaking
sure.
right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Knicks' job, so it's still gonna be glamorous. I mean, I've heard a lot about, man, the Sphere in Las Vegas is done, so now James Dolan has time to focus back on the Knicks. So now they're back to being a wreckage of an NBA franchise, but
Right.
I think it's still an attractive job. I mean, this is a team that was 2 wins away from making the finals, and I think even if they bring the same team back next year, they have a good shot at getting back and making the finals next year. So it's an attractive job. I still feel like, I know the Mavs said no, but I still feel like I wouldn't bet against completely Jason Kidd somehow finding a way to being the Knicks coach. But if not, then maybe Taylor Jenkins. I heard Mike Brown. I kind of feel like we kind of already know what we're getting with Mike Brown. He's gonna give you 2 or 3 years of elevating your franchise. But the Knicks are about as elevated as he's ever gotten a team.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that he usually his teams plateau and kind of dip off after a few years. So Taylor Jenkins would be a good one. I feel like Mike
Yeah.
Malone, we've already talked about, like, is basically Tibbs with a ring. So I don't know that that one makes much sense, but. Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we're learning from this is that, like, I know everybody, Mike Tyson says everybody's got a plan till they get hit in the mouth, but the biggest thing is you got to have a plan if you're firing somebody like Tibbs. Like, I know he has his
Yeah.
flaws, but you can't fire somebody without at least a semblance of a plan and do all that we've done that's been happening in the past week or so. So that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, man. I would say that one thing that New York can do not change the team up. Don't talk. No, don't go in the off season gutting everybody. And then I think they just need like another piece, and they can get like a complimentary guard with Brunson, somebody that can kind of get Brunson off ball a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Alonzo Ball will be good for them. I think
You don't want them to trade everything for KD?
I think that'd be stupid. Like, that'd be
We don't need to get into that segment
bro, that'd be
yet.
stupid. Like, to gut the whole team, like, this team literally got you to the conference finals. So it's not like you ain't got a trash squad. You just need, I mean, if you could find a way to get Alonzo Ball or even get Alonzo Ball or bring back a Dante DiVincenzo, like, and just let them rock. Like, y'all literally just like one or two pieces. I think gutting that whole team. You can't do a complete overhaul, like, you know, get rid of the coach, get rid of the team. You can't do that. 'Cause now you set yourself back another like 5 to 10 years. And we already know New Yorkers ain't going for that. You know what
No,
I'm saying? They are not going for that.
especially not with whatever coach they got to bring in, because the they expect it now. It's not just good enough just to be there, and whatever coach they
Nope.
have has got to be ready to be under the pressure cooker. It can't just be
Yeah.
you throwing Russell Wilson on the Broncos and kind of letting Russ cook, and hey, we got what we got in this spaghetti and this Mike. What is that old Easy Mac or some spaghetti,
Right.
those SpaghettiOs? You can't be throwing that. You got to bring home some real Italian dish,
Right. Yeah, not that
some of that
box
Thanksgiving
craft
mac,
stuff.
some of that grandma's mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. You can't be
Right,
bringing home
right.
the runny back and Easy Mac.
Not that box craft stuff. You got
No.
like this goes in the oven, baby. I need that crust on the top.
I know you got some
Yeah,
thoughts, Marcus. What
what you about to
are you
say?
thinking?
No, I'm just saying the Knicks just start, bro. Stop going after other people's girlfriends, bro. Just go for someone single. Just go for someone single. This is the year where there's all these coaches that are good that are on the chopping blocks. And what do the Knicks do? Instead of going for someone who's already single, they're going, but
Yeah,
bro, This is just like nobody likes
I
James
told you
Harden for these
it's that
reasons.
meme. It's that meme. The dude holding his girlfriend's hand and looking back behind him. That's exactly what it is.
Bruh,
It was
hey,
cool. It was cool when it was just J. Kidd. Billy Donovan, the Bulls coach,
bro.
our coach? You got Jenkins over there. What has Billy Donovan done in the past 4 or 5 years? He got dumped
Hey,
by
to be fair though, Ime Udoka is known for holding his
the
girl's hand, for holding
Thunder.
his girl's hand and looking back the other way.
I'm just saying. Hey,
Ime probably jumped just for the thrill.
right. Hey, New York is up there like Chris Brown, like, yo man,
Bruh.
hate me. He ain't fly.
I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him.
Yeah. When you get to a point where you just, I'm with you, Marcus. When you get to a point, you just call it. It's like, yo, you call everybody girl. Like, I mean, you happy in that relationship right now?
Well,
bruh, what you
hey,
doing?
what Denzel say with Jamie Foxx? It's 2 a.m. in the club. I'm leaving with something. I'm
I'm
leaving with
leaving with
something.
something. I'm
That's how
leaving
it
with
is.
something.
That's how it is at this point. They're trying to leave with something, and
They
right now
leaving with something.
they got nothing. They had a bird in hand, but when it was with basically opened it
Bruh.
up, and
Bruh.
might end up with nothing.
They had somebody that was loyal. All he did was think about the Knicks, think about basketball and schemes. That's like having a girl that all, man, what you like? Whatever my man
Bruh,
like.
rub your
And
feet, you bruh.
you got
Bark like a
rid of
dog. Bark like a dog.
him.
For real. For real.
Yo, yeah, they wilding right now, man. They tweaking for real. I have no clue what they doing. I don't know what they gonna do. Like I said, I'm with y'all. I think you got to go out to somebody single. I mean, I think Taylor Jenkins is good, a good pickup. What he did in Memphis, they had a good solid run there before he got let go. I'm with you, Mike Brown. Like what he's gonna give you. He elevated the Kings for a minute, but I mean, like I said, at this point, like the Knicks are. Like I said, the Knicks are still like one or two pieces away from a championship team. You know what I mean? So it's
Yeah,
like,
and it's small pieces. It ain't
and
nothing.
it's yeah,
Don't
small
need another
pieces. So
star.
it's like, what
Unless
else
it's
can Mike
Giannis.
Brown do?
Unless it's Giannis, Darius. I'll keep bringing it up. If Giannis goes there, then go for a star. But besides that, at this point, I don't think you
Bruh,
need long terms.
if Giannis calls them to take a step back. What he say? First is Black Panther, now is Black man. Like the Greek freak. The Greek freak in
The Greek
New
freak.
York City. I love the Bronx. Like you don't need Giannis. I mean, if you can get Giannis, dope, but if you can get Giannis without gutting your team, I think even better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I like I said, I feel like I don't think if I'm New York, as attractive as Giannis would be to grab him. You have to think about the cost. You know what I'm saying? Like we literally just went to the conference finals. So if the grab Giannis literally means that we're not even making a conference finals anymore, we're looking at first round, maybe second round exit. Okay, well, how long are you looking to doing that? You know what I'm saying? So I
Right.
think it still got to. I mean, it's Giannis, but it's still like,
Right.
what is the what's
If
the what's the risk to reward? You know what I'm saying?
Bane is going for four picks, Giannis is taking the whole team. I'm just saying.
Bruh,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll see. I mean, but they got Cat, and I don't think that's gonna be good enough for the Bucks. But the thing is, they gave away all their picks, so they really don't have any picks to give. But yeah, I mean, on that note, I mean, obviously, we're coming to you on Father's Day. The news broke today of Desmond Bane being traded for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and four first round picks. And
That was wild.
I know we all have thoughts on it. I mean, yeah, that's a good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Right, bro. They got T-Rex arms out there, bro. Going for a king's ransom. It's
Man,
crazy.
four picks. I mean, I know Mikal Bridges got five picks last year, but it was basically five picks and maybe I don't even think it was much else besides that. But when you, I mean, Bane is a good player. He hasn't been an all-star. He's a solid player that can shoot. So he does give the Magic something that they need, which is shooting. They thought they were going to get that with Pope, but I think Pope is just enough on the other side of the hill. But I mean, you look
Yeah.
at it and you think about it. I mean, they got KCP and they got Cole Anthony, another good backup guard. I don't know how that fits in with Pippen. But you give anybody four first round picks and they can turn around and put that into something else. or you may hit black on one of them. So I like to trade for the Grizzlies too.
Yeah, again, this man, we are unqualified, man. We are fans, but four picks for, Desmond Bane is like, it's crazy. But I will say, he does fit the Magic. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's still a good pickup, for the match. I mean, you add him to, I'm kind of looking at it now. You add him to Paolo, Franz, Jalen Suggs. And then don't forget, Franz's brother is still on there. Do they still got he used to play for the Bulls?
They got Wendell Carter still, yeah.
Yeah, they
Four,
still
yeah,
got
he
him. They still got
just
Wendell
gets
Carter.
injured. Yeah, he gets injured a lot. That's all.
So
Mo's
I
coming
mean,
off a
it's still a
torn
good
ACL.
pickup. Then they got Isaac on the team still.
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac,
Yeah, Jonathan Isaac. So.
Mr. Bible Thumper himself.
Yeah.
So I was just, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm I mean I'm kind of looking at their squad, man. Like oh dang, I forgot they still got Gary Harris on there. You know what I'm saying? You still
This
got
man's he's being enlightened in the middle of the pod.
Bro, you sound
It's
like Charles
crazy,
Barkley.
yeah.
Who he play for?
Bro, like come on, bro, literally, who following the Magic out here? Ain't nobody. If you don't live in Florida, ain't nobody following the Magic. Ain't nobody like, oh my gosh, man, I gotta catch the Magic's game. Ain't nobody saying that in the streets.
I'm just laughing at you being enlightened about the Magic roster during the pod.
I'm looking.
Gary Harris still here?
Like,
Gary
man,
Harris
he's still
still in the
here.
league,
Hey.
still in the league All Star, still in the league All Star.
Yeah. Okay. You got Anthony Black out here. Okay. Yeah,
Yeah, he's
they got a decent little squad. Yeah, they got a decent little squad, man. He adds to that. He probably gonna bring some toughness. I mean, his reach ain't nothing, but he gonna bring some toughness to
leave that man alone.
Yo, my man got baby arms, man. His arms ain't fully developed.
He built like Derek Fisher, but
if Derek Fisher was 6'4" with a little bit more swole to him though,
Bruh. Well, you
he
gotta be swole, man. Your arms stopped growing. They should have kept going. You know what I'm saying? So you got a
you got
negative
a
reach.
negative reach and built like a bodybuilder playing basketball.
Like he got you, bro. No, I do. I like Desmond, man. I do like Desmond Bane, though. Low
I love
key.
his game. That's just a lot of picks, man.
That's a lot of picks.
I think the NBA is starting to get like obsessed with like the fringe all-star players that aren't making all-star teams. Like this is the weirdest like phenomenon. Like Mikal Bridges went for five picks, I think.
Yeah, five firsts, yeah.
Desmond Bane just went for four. DeJounte Murray made one all-star team. And the
Yeah.
Spurs traded him to the Hawks for three unprotected. And I can't
Yeah.
remember what they turned into, but one of those might have been that number one pick, Zach Risache.
Researching.
It might have
Yeah,
been.
I think
If
you're
not,
right.
but I also know they're about to use one of those picks for a trade that they might do. You know what I mean? It's the 14th pick in this year's
Yeah.
draft. Gobert, even though he's going to be a Hall of Famer, I think he kind of counts as that like fringe all-star player. He's made what, four
Yeah.
all-star teams like that, but
Yeah.
he's
Yeah.
a fringe all-star guy.
He is, yeah.
And like they're getting obsessed with trading four. I guess they're thinking like, all right, we don't got to trade everything for a KD or Giannis. So let's just
Yeah.
trade, mortgage our future for the next 4 years for a fringe all-star guy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's wild. Yeah. Well, you got guys like, Gobert. Again, hey, get your bag, bro, but you got guys going, you got guys like Gobert, they treat him like a bad chick. You know what I'm saying? Like he a 10 out in these streets. It's like,
Got
nah,
traded for eight
bro.
players total. Eight players.
It's like, bro, he's a five at best. He's a Missouri five.
Bruh.
They treat him like a California eight.
He in Miami three.
Yeah, Miami three, bro. It's like, bro, you a Missouri seven. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you out here wilding. But I mean, like you said, I think teams are, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you on the fringe all-star. I think teams are trying to build, try to get pieces that fit, and they just they I think they just they they start a negotiation a little too high. You know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to get the pick. You know, if they look at the pieces like, yo, he a fit, but it's like, oh, I'll give you four picks. And it's like, man, yeah, you, but if you didn't say four picks, he probably would have went for two. You know what I'm saying? So I think they just, yeah, they putting too much out there right now, man.
Yeah, the Gobert one is the one that started it all. When he went for what, four or five
Yeah.
first round picks, it basically
Yeah.
became this is the
He set the
Mendoza
market.
line. This is the Mendoza line for every trade going forward. So whether
Yeah.
you're an all-star or not, like if you're Rudy Gobert or better, or better yet, even if you're not Rudy Gobert, but you have a long runway and you haven't entered your prime yet, we're
Yep.
gonna give a lot of picks up for you. Because you think about Mikal Bridges, hadn't entered his prime yet, got his shot off, got his bag off a little bit with the Nets, was averaging 20.
Yeah.
He's not a 20-point per game guy on a really good team, but
Yeah.
he's maybe a fringe all-star on a good team. And then you see
Yeah.
Bane, who 2 years ago looked like he might have been an all-star. Last year took a little bit of a step back. He's dealt with some injuries the past couple of years, but he's a solid player. I mean, he could maybe make an all-star team on a really good team, but the market's been set now, so teams automatically think, man, it's going to take three, four picks for these young guys. I don't think KD is going to go for as many because he is older. And you do see whatever team he has to go to, he's going to want that money and that extension right away. So he'll still probably get two or three first round picks for him. But I think the one that started it all was Rudy Gobert a few years ago. And I think if that hadn't happened, you wouldn't see guys getting traded for four or five first round picks
Yeah,
and,
so
and
we
teams
blame that
more to
on
the
Danny.
future.
So Danny Ainge is the issue then. Trader Danny. Is
It all
that
comes back. That
right? Always goes back to the white
that dude
man.
is like that dude is like Kevin Bacon. He's attached to everything.
Always goes
Attached
back to the white
attached
man.
to attached
Why? He said, go to
to
the white man
he
since the
said
beginning of
he,
time.
this man basically said Chris Tucker on Rush Hour 2, follow the rich
He
white man.
followed rich white man since the beginning of time, brother. This rich
Yeah.
white guy been messing stuff up.
I don't think I have it. It's not an issue with the Magic getting banged because he's a great player, but I think the issue is what could you have done with those four picks and a couple other players? Like, I know they're looking at Afernie Simons. He's been a target. I know that's done now, but
You
could you
said
get a
you mean
Afernie?
Anthony?
Anthony.
This man never heard.
Anthony?
This man never heard of Penny Hardaway's real name.
He said he's
Anthony.
out.
Anthony.
The thing, he doubled down.
Simon. Simon.
He.
I thought this man was talking about a planet for said.
I'm
He
like,
said
who?
Afernie. Afernie.
I thought he doubled down. I thought it was like a species of a plant or something. He's a Fernie, a
You know I got
Fernie.
a fern.
What?
You know
Who
I
is
got
he
a speech
talking about?
impediment. You know I got a speech impediment, so it's a Fernie out Don't
here.
mess you up. It don't mess you up from enunciating names though.
Jeez.
A Fernie, Simon,
And
and
Anthony.
Anthony, and
Anthony.
Anthony,
Anthony.
Anthony,
Boy,
and
you dyslexic.
you could have got Anthony and both Cam Thomas. Oh, pre and for knee Simons and like a Cam Johnson for four picks, like both those guys, rather than just Desmond. Hey,
Bro.
but I think it fits. I think it makes them competitive. Like it keeps
Yeah.
Jalen Suggs is their main, well, I guess he's their point guard, their defensive point guard. Paolo is
Yeah.
still their main creator.
Yeah.
They have an off-the-ball shooter now. And the thing about Caldwell Pope is they get that 20 mil a year off the books because he sucked this year. So
Yeah.
they
He
overpaid him.
took a step back. He definitely took a step
No,
back
he
this year.
sucked. Let's be straight up. He got paid Yeah, 20 mil a year. he
He
was got rough. paid to
He
be a was rough. shooter, and he's shooting like 31% from the field. They're the worst
Yeah, he
shooters was in the
rough.
whole league.
Yeah,
It was
he was
rough.
cheeks. He was
Yeah,
cheeks.
I mean, I think it limits what you can do in the future because it's like, hey, if we have four or five first round picks and we have a couple trade chips, whatever we use this on, that's what we're gonna have to use it on, and we're gonna be stuck with this team. That's kind of like the Knicks, unless they package up a bunch of those dudes for, say, a KD or a Giannis. Like, we don't think that's gonna happen, but you're basically saying cashing in that one remaining chip that you have and saying this is the team that we think is gonna get it done. And if that team isn't the team to get it done, then it's like, well, what other bullets do you have? You're not gonna trade Paolo, you're not going to trade Franz, but are you going to try to figure it out around that? But I think that's what it signifies to me is you used your bullets that you had on Desmond Bane, and is he good enough to take you over the hump? I think he makes him better, but you don't have as many chips in your war chest to kind of get better in the future. You're kind of a little bit more limited now.
Yeah. But I mean, if I'm Memphis, man, I mean, I'm good. I got some, I got some future.
Yeah, they could
So I
flip it.
can, yeah, they can flip it, they can build on it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, do you think they keep Ja, or do you think they move off him to
I
try and
think
leverage?
they give him another year. They give him another year. I mean, they kept the interim coach, and so I think
Yeah.
that to me pretty much signifies they're probably going to try to go forward with it one more year, but we'll see.
So one of those picks was like the it was the Phoenix Suns pick for next year, the 2026 pick.
Yeah, it was swap rights from Phoenix to Washington.
So that's like worth like two picks right there because then the
Yes.
Suns aren't looking good. A crazy report, they said there's a possibility they're looking at Trae Young. Maybe that was NBA Centel, but Trae
Wait,
Young,
who's looking at Trae Young?
Memphis to pair with Ja,
Ooh, that's terrible.
and I would write it
That's
off as crazy.
good and terrible. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would write it off as crazy, but based on their coach and his little offensive system, real Euro style, like I think it's a real report.
I
But
mean, Ja's not short, but he's still small. Like
still 6'2".
two small guards that can't play defense is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like thinking of who. I mean, who you put you? So you have him, Ja, Triple J, Zach Edey,
Yeah.
and then I
Yeah,
mean, I
that's
guess KCP. That's a
yeah.
small team.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of
Yeah.
Zach Edey, it's like
Yeah. I think they're
I
trying
don't
to do
see
the
it.
whole the JJJ triple JJ and Zach Edey, kind of like the two small guard lineup with Cleveland and the two bigs, and they'll just cover up the weaknesses.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Because
I hope that's a Centel report.
yeah, because you need you. I'm just trying to think like you virtually got two guards roughly the same size. You
And
know what I'm
shooting the ball in the
saying?
hands all the time.
Hey, right.
Neither
Who
one of them
need
doesn't play.
it? Yeah, in order for them to be dynamic, they need the ball. Like Trae Young, he's dynamic with his passing that opens up his game. The same thing with Ja. You got two guys who are virtually the same player. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think
Yeah.
ultimately it's we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of big moves that could happen. So kind of moving on into that. Like, what do we think as far as looking at some of these moves as we look at predicting the stars? We think about, we're basically gonna run through some of the stars that could be traded, and then I'm gonna give you guys one wild card at the end where you can basically say, hey, this isn't on the list, but this is the guy who I think needs to be traded or should be traded, and this is where he's gonna go. So first up, we got Giannis. I think it's starting to sound like he's gonna stay where he's at. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I think he should have already requested a trade, but it sounds more and more like Doc and Ports, or with the GM for the Bucks, are going to be able to convince this man that he should stay. So whether I agree with it or not, I think he should leave, but I think ultimately Giannis is going to end up staying.
He loyal to the soil, baby.
And
I'm gonna go with
I
that.
won't say it'd be the death of his career, of his future career, but it's definitely, yeah. His
He loyal to the soil.
the Bucks are going to the soil as a
Yeah,
team.
I'll go Raptors. I think it's gonna be the inverse KD, where when we all heard whispers about him going to the Warriors, but no one believed it, and then he got traded to the Warriors once the trade deadline hit. I think it's gonna happen for Giannis. Everyone thinks the Raptors are so stupid that no one wants to believe it, and so I think it'll end up happening.
Yo, if he goes to the Raptors and he gets them another ring, yo, Toronto has to be the luckiest franchise ever to pretty much get two Hall of Famers. They
Yep.
come give you a ring, you're like, all right, man, y'all go ahead and get up out of here.
All
Appreciate
right,
you.
I'm y'all. I'm head out.
Right.
End of
They
my
treat you like,
contract. Peace.
right. They
Or
treat you like a jump off and keep moving.
Masai just has cojones like no other,
Yeah.
or both.
Yo. And
Hall
you
of
got to
Fame.
respect it because he did it twice at this point.
He's
If
got the.
this
I mean,
happens,
he's got the cojones to do it. So I wouldn't write them off,
yeah,
but.
you're right. I mean, that wouldn't honestly. I don't think that would be a bad trade. I mean, in a perfect world, I would like to see honest Giannis in Detroit, low key. All I know, it would be too much to give up for them to really make that work. I think him in Detroit. I don't know, man. I think it'd be dope if they were, again, I don't see it happening, but if they were somehow able to keep Cade, Asar, Durin, and have Giannis in the front court, bro, that'd be, I know that won't happen, but just think about it, that'd be a tough team. That'd be tough.
I love it, but yeah, you're
That'd
right.
be
It's not
tough.
gonna
Yeah,
happen.
it ain't gonna happen at all, but that'd be
Durin
tough.
or Asar would have to be go.
Yeah, I
I don't know if
know.
they have
Yeah.
I don't know if they have the horse to get it done, but moving to the next one, KD, where we think you're gonna
Man, KD gotta let it go just like the hairline, bro. It is not working in Phoenix, man. And I feel like Kate, honestly, I'll be honest, and this is a fool's errand. I would love to see him back in an OKC jersey, if I'm being 100% honest. Again, I know it's
Okay.
not gonna happen, but I feel like it would be perfect for him. You go back there, you got them young Bulls there, they gonna go. And quite frankly, if they had a KD, he fits perfect with them. Because
If
he
they
don't
win a
need the,
champ, if they win
if
the
they win a
championship,
championship, they
though,
don't.
they
Yeah,
can't
if they
go
win it,
that would kill that they would the media would kill KD if he went to a championship team after he went to the Warriors.
yeah. You kind of will hope, you have to hope they lose for it
Yeah.
to be the feel good story.
I feel like once they made it to the finals, that one kind of died. If they lost in like the second round of to the Nuggets, he could have gotten away with going there. But like that's maybe one where you hope where you would like him to go. Where do you think he's gonna go?
I think he's going to Houston. I think the Spurs have been the front runner, but I don't think they'll put that number two pick up. So I'm gonna go with Houston. I think they'll outbid him.
I mean, even with Houston, though, I mean, you got Fred over there, you got a man, you got my dog, Alperen Sengun. You know what I'm saying?
Sanguine.
Hey,
Sanguine.
that dude,
Sequin.
Sengun. You got him. So I mean, I think KD'd be dope in Houston. I
You
could see him
think
going to
he's
Houston
going to
too.
Houston? Who's your pick?
I would say I can see Houston taking him. And you give up what? Cam Whitmore, give up who
Jack
else they got on there?
Londell, few picks, and
Yeah.
they said either Dylan Brooks or Jalen Green would have to be in there, I think. They have like five different ways that they could do it with Houston. That's why I have them
Yeah.
going to Houston.
I honestly, I don't know if I would give up Dylan Brooks. I would keep Dylan Brooks. I'd be more inclined to give up Jalen Green
For sure.
and keep give up Jalen Green, some picks. I don't know. So if you give up Jalen Green, do you also give up Cam Whitmore? Honestly, I feel like Cam need to get up out of there, man. Because I mean, at this point, free him, man. Because Cam can
Yeah.
hoop.
Cam
He
can
can
hoop,
hoop and he get
bro.
no burn, man. But
I
he can
like him better than
hoop.
Jalen Green, to be honest, but that's just me.
I feel like if he had the clearance at Jalen Green, I feel like he would be just as good, maybe even better, because he's a bit stronger, a little bit bigger, and he could kind of do everything that Jalen Green can do. He's just as athletic. He's just a bigger body too.
Yeah,
But
I
I
mean,
don't know.
I'm looking at, I think the Spurs get it done. I think I'm looking at their future picks. I mean, obviously they got the second this year, but they do have 14 this year too. And then even looking in the future, they can swap with Atlanta next year for a first round pick. Atlanta's probably going to be a lottery team next year. I mean, they got swap rights with Boston in 28. Who knows where Boston's going to be? I mean, I think they'll be good again. But you start looking at the picks they can package together, and I think ultimately Houston probably could beat them. But I'm going to be different, but I think I'm going to mix it with what I'd like to see and what I think is going to happen. And I think it wouldn't even shock me if San Antonio maybe traded back to get more picks and then maybe gave one of those picks over to get KD too. So they end up with three first round picks this year, and maybe they give two of them to Phoenix plus a Vassell and plus a Johnson for salary. So I think the Spurs, I'd like to see them get it done, and I think they'll get it done. Well, we're gonna speak to Marcus's heart here and go with Mr. Holiday, Drew Holiday. Where we think he's going?
Drew,
I
man,
don't.
if I bought,
It could be he stays too.
no, I
yeah,
don't want him to
it,
come here, but I believe he'll get traded to Dallas. I think Dallas will trade one of their big men, either PJ Washington or Gafford. I don't
yeah.
want him to come here, but that's where I think he's going.
Man, if I'm Boston, man, I will keep him. But I get he's older, he's aging. He kind of at moments he kind of don't look like the Drew that we know, because he just a little bit older. You know what I'm saying? He just get a little, step slower. But I can say I'm going to Dallas too. I mean, Dallas gonna get all the Dallas getting all the stars that are kind of just like, over the hump at this
Over the
point.
hill, yeah,
They're
unfortunately.
getting the senior citizen team right now.
Unfortunately. I'm gonna go with a team that hasn't been talked about, and I'm just looking at the roster and thinking about it. I don't think this team gets Kevin Durant, and I think they have an aging point guard that they need some help with. And I'm gonna say the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's kind of off, it's off the beaten path. And he would be a good fit there. He'd be perfect, a perfect fit next to Ant. I mean, you got
Yeah,
two
for real.
defensive dogs. You got a guy that can kind of be that second ball handler. I think the Wolves need to make some moves. I think Julius Randle comes back because, again, I don't think they're going to get Kevin Durant, but they're going to have Naz Reid gone. They're going to have some needs. And I just think he kind of fits the
You think
bill. I don't
they'll
think
lose
you can
Naz
go out.
Reid?
Oh, for sure. I think so. I think so. I think he's going to
Dang,
want to start, and I think he'll get more money. Somebody else is going to pay him more money, I think, with the by the time they
that'd
pay
be
Randle.
that'd be a tough loss. But I feel like
It
they also got
would.
Rob. They got Rob Dillingham back there too, and he can go.
He
He
can,
just need minutes.
but he's a scorer. I feel
Yeah, he's
like
a scorer.
he's a guy that'll be good off the bench for another couple years. I feel like Drew would be a good guy to kind of help along with Conley, kind of help groom him into what he could be. I don't know. I don't know long term without him being your sixth man, what his fit is really going to be like next to Ant long term, because he's
That's
a guy that's
fair.
going to need the ball as a scorer. But I do feel like Drew's going to be that guy that he's proving he can play off the ball. He's proven he can be a hawk on defense, and he can still hit big shots. He'll still make big plays. So I see them again not getting Kevin Durant, and I still see them being like, you know what, we got to do something. And Drew's going to be out there, and I feel like that's a team that could easily scoop up and get him. So I'm gonna say the Timberwolves.
That's fair. I can see that.
Our Mizzou brethren. I mean, you could barely say he went to Mizzou, but he went to Mizzou nonetheless. So we hope he doesn't.
Mr. Shooter, Mr. Never met a shot he don't like.
We hope he doesn't end up overseas with his brother somewhere
Lord,
eventually.
Lord,
But where does for those audio listeners, where does Michael Porter Jr. end up? And this is probably a big projection, because then you're probably looking at who does Denver trade for him, and what are they getting back? So you're almost kind of having to project that. But where do you think that Mr. Porter Jr. ends up?
think he getting traded to the Nets for Cam Johnson. And essentially, I think they're doing it's more of a move of getting him off their books
Yeah.
money-wise. And then they'll figure out something later before the trade deadline. So they'll get Cam Johnson back, and then they'll use that extra filler salary to get some more pieces later down the road.
I like that, because I think Porter Jr. is obviously a better player, but Cam Johnson gives you a lot of what Porter Jr. gives you on the Nuggets specifically. I think Porter Jr. could go to the Nets and put up 20, 24 and kind of give you some empty stats. But Cam Johnson, they really need him as a three-point shooter. That's a lot of times what Michael Porter Jr. gets relegated towards. So I think Cam Johnson gives you a lot of that at a lesser price and a little bit more flexibility too.
Yeah, the Nuggets
I mean,
owners are cheap, and Russell Westbrook is off their books. Bruce Brown is off their books. Caldwell Pope is off their books. I think MPJ is guaranteed next, so.
Honestly, I could see him. I think he'll be a decent fit in a Heat jersey.
Ooh, I was gonna say that one. I was gonna say that one. Explain,
Yeah.
explain.
I mean, he gonna be that. You got, they gonna have Hero playing more, running more point. But, he could be a good, perfect, like, off ball to Hero. He don't take up space for Bam. You probably, I'm just kind of looking at, options. I think, you still got a hot cast over there. I like that dude, man. Probably
Okay.
be a good trade. Probably be a little bit of an upgrade over Wiggins.
And that's who I think they would send back, because I do think Wiggins would be a pretty good fit on the Nuggets, because he's going to give a guy that can play defense. He can hit your occasional shot. He's been in big moments before. So I was going to say the Heat, and I was going to say I think Andrew Wiggins is the one they send back, packing West.
I didn't even
Yeah.
think about that.
So
And last
I
but
think
not
that'd be a good
least,
spot.
we all know Uno. So again, for the audio listeners, we got a wild card from Uno up on the screen. So what is the one trade that we didn't maybe talk about here, but what's one trade you guys could see happening, and where is that player going to go?
Ooh, wild card.
I got one.
You do?
Go ahead and take that one over reverse, Marcus.
I'm gonna go Mr. Wild Boy himself, Zion Williamson coming to the Chicago Bulls.
Bruh.
Yo,
First of all, I think honestly, I
we
think Zion don't need to go nowhere with good food.
he
Hey, he do not
gonna
need to go
be
anywhere with a food scene.
knee deep in that deep dish.
Bruh,
Bro,
he don't need to go anywhere with a
he
food
gonna be at the
scene, man.
Taste of Chicago this summer. We
He gonna be
trading
like
him.
that.
We trading for him. Perfect time. Actually, we'll wait till the Taste of Chicago is up and then we'll trade for him.
He gonna be like,
Yeah.
man, y'all ever heard of this Italian beef? Ooh.
That deep dish.
Yo, I mean honestly, I'm really not mad at the. I mean, I think the Bulls will be. I think it'd be a decent fit if they can get out. Just be. They have to be an up and down team like the Pacers. I think that'll be exciting. You got Coby White who's coming into his own. Lonzo is gonna be another year removed from the surgery, so he's gonna be a bit healthier. He's gonna be good. I think you know, Mr.
Don't mess with our point guard, Josh. Josh Giddey. Don't play. Don't play.
The
Hey,
Gittler himself.
we can make all the jokes when he was in the Thunder, but he's a Bulls now.
Hey, I ain't a Bulls fan. I'll make all the jokes. I'm gonna let these. I'm gonna, I'm gonna, I'm gonna air it out. I'm gonna let these jokes fly.
He's grown up. He's grown up.
No, he's grown up.
You certainly don't go to the Bulls.
Let me tell you
Girl,
something. He's grown up.
the girls that he likes haven't grown up.
Lord. Josh, you ever hear this? I'm defending you. Welcome to Chicago.
Hey,
We
no. Nah.
appreciate you.
Hey, no. Hey, look. Hey, bro. This is from a good Chicago. You gonna run these jokes off on you, bro. We don't care. As long as you hoop, just don't
Bruh,
hoop with them.
if Josh and Zion are together, the type of woo, Lord have
Bruh.
mercy.
Bruh.
Off the
I.
court? Come on.
The real two-man weave, boy. You don't want
Might be catching more cases than they
that.
are wins.
The real two-man weave, man. You know, we don't need that in Chicago, bro. No, I think I mean I wouldn't be mad to see Zion in Chicago. I'd be because I think what the Bulls do is we keep going at the guards. And I'm just like, yo, we need to build around, either get rid of the guards we got and build around, like find a core that we want to build around and just go from there. But we can't keep getting these guards and nobody's getting burned. Nobody's getting, you know, real rotation, real comfortability. I think he'd be a much needed upgrade over Patrick Williams. Because I know that's Marcus' favorite player.
Stop. He'd be the perfect salary to get Zion, that's for sure. That's why he's my favorite player. He can match salaries.
Yeah,
But I think
true.
Zion's at an all-time low. That's why I think it'll be Patrick Williams, Vucevic, and a couple picks, and we'll package
Yeah.
it. That's
Yeah.
my that's mine.
I'm gonna say
I'm not mad at that.
I think one person that that hasn't been talked about a lot in trades that I think because of the way their team is set up, is going to need to probably get traded for something. I think it's Austin Reeves. I think you can't come back with that because I just think as great of a third ball handler as he is, they need something on the perimeter with defense or they need a big man. I mean, really, they need both.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Austin Reeves is the guy that I'm going to pick that gets traded. The where to is the part I'm having trouble with, but
Yeah.
I'm going to say that Nico does a part two of his confessions, and I'm gonna say that he sends. I'm gonna say that Daniel Gafford somehow ends up in a trade going to the Lakers for Austin Reeves.
Man.
Do I love it? No, but I'm trying to come up with one off the cuff. But I definitely think
Yeah.
Austin Reeves, excuse me, is getting traded this offseason because again, I just think there's you can't have two holes on defense. And when you have Luka
True.
out there. Luka, I think will hopefully at least try to compete on defense next year. I mean, Austin Reaves tries to compete, but the Knicks are showing us you can't have two holes on defense and basically have a hey, come here on defense every game.
Well, I think that's that leads me to you already know who needs to be traded if he just go ahead and just put it in his contract.
Cool.
Come on, man.
Cool. Yep.
Mr. Bradley Beal himself, it's time to get
You
out of
think it's gonna
Phoenix, bro.
happen?
Bro, it has to happen. I don't even know why he went there. Like, I think everybody can see, like, my man, that does not work for your game.
Is he gonna go
It
back to
doesn't.
Washington? Who's gonna want him? Is he
That's
gonna
the and
get?
I think and that's the thing. I don't this one when it comes to the who, where would he go? I think if anything, Phoenix has legit ruined the market on him. You know what I'm saying? It is ruined the market on because I feel like he's not a trash player. But
No, it's that
you go
it's
you
the
go.
it's the you can buy in the contract. He's not, if he was making 40 million a year versus 50 million a year and he didn't have a no trade clause, okay. But
Yeah.
the fact that no trade clause and the max salary, it just makes it like it makes
Yeah.
him look like a lot
He's
worse player than he
no
is.
no that's to say that he's definitely overpaid. I mean he's overpaid, get your money, and he's overpaid because I mean in Washington they needed him to do what he was doing. But it was kind of empty stats because they just weren't winning. You know what I'm
You
saying?
know
And but
how Tyrese Halliburton has a bad PR because Bradley Beal's name was right there for most overrated player, and they chose the dude that led his team to the
that's
finals.
crazy.
It's
Crazy.
wild. And honestly, and again, I'm a fan of Bradley Beal, but if you would have said Bradley Beal most overrated, I'm like, man, you can't really argue that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, how do you go to a team where you literally have someone who do your job at a higher clip, and he's a bigger player doing it. You know what I'm saying? So I just think like that bad contract on Phoenix books, his no trade clause. I think honestly, it's virtually killed the market for him, which I think what he does well on the right team would be great. I think the Heat was at one point was a good team for him. You know what I'm saying? I think I don't know. I think even to some extent he's a upgrade over Beasley to some extent, but I did think Beasley just fits well on the Pistons. I'm just trying to think of like, I don't know. So we got, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of things that could happen this offseason. And we hadn't even started yet. I mean, we had one big time trade already happen today, and the offseason hasn't truly even started yet. But
Yeah.
we saw news this week. The NCAA gets a lot of hate for all different things. A lot of them I agree with. I mean, but one thing specifically that the NCAA is looking at potentially with basketball, college basketball, men's basketball specifically, the only segment of basketball that does this where they play two halves. It's one of the dumbest
Yeah.
things ever. I mean, you got even women's basketball on college side, they play four quarters. But with men's basketball, for whatever reason, they still play two halves. They're looking at actually changing that to four quarters. So let me to think, what is one rule at any level of basketball that if you could change it, you would change it?
Yeah.
Honestly, I would bring back a little bit more of the hand checking, man. At what level? Part of me, I think a lot of me would say NBA.
I mean,
You know what I'm saying?
Caruso has already shown you can get away with it.
Yeah. So I think
might as well, because that
so
dude
so
playing
so
his.
I think what we've seen is the fans we're getting bored with the 130, 140 games. We want to see defense because we figure if you're this good, you're this skilled, like bro, like you should be able to get your shot off, whatever. If you've been in the lab, you should be able to do this regardless of the defense. And I feel like to kind of let the defense move a little bit freer, you know what I'm saying? I think it just makes for better basketball because then it's like, all right, like can you legit guard or not? You know what I'm saying? Like nobody can bail you out. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But I do think changing, I think I'm in alignment with, them going from halves to quarters. I always thought that was stupid. I'm like, these dudes are trying to go to the league and you still play 20-minute halves. Like, bro, go ahead and play. I'm cool with you playing 10-minute quarters. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, if they're trying to get to the league, why not mirror the league game, the league structure? And that's what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? But that's
Yeah, for
just me. I
sure.
don't know.
So,
Yeah.
quick two. So the college one, if they don't go to quarters, I just would like to see them have more team fouls. Any college game I've ever watched,
That's
six
fair.
fouls, and then they're in the bonus. I've never watched a college half where they weren't in the bonus, so I don't like that. But the second one is, and this goes back to middle school, is I wish they had a restricted zone in middle school where you
The
couldn't take
charges.
charges. In the NBA, you have a restricted zone. You can't take charges in there. In
Middle
middle
school
school,
specifically, or basically middle school and up?
the middle school and up, essentially every level, because I hated our coaches making us take charges right under the basket, messing up my tailbone. And then you're teaching these players to play like Kyle Lowry when they're 8. And I hate Kyle Lowry. So I would get rid of that. Give them a restricted zone.
Mine would be a shot clock in high school basketball. And certain states have started to implement it, but I, for part of my job, I mean, I watched 3 days of high school basketball, 1 weekend for the girls in Texas, and the next weekend for the boys in Texas. And 2 minutes left, a team's up 4 points, and you get four corners, and you get a person at the free throw line, and they're basically just playing four corners for 2 minutes, and it's just ugly basketball.
It
And
is.
I get it. It's a strategy, and it works. And it's like, to win the game, ultimately you got to play within the parameters of the rules. I just think you just need to change the rule. And I think adding a shot clock at high school, I think would definitely help a lot. And I think if I'm adding a second one, I think give defensive 3 seconds back again. I think that kind of helps protect the paint a little bit more. But I also wonder, like, if that makes it where you get more, even more threes, because now people stand out of the lane a little bit more. But in every other league, they don't have defensive 3 seconds. So that would probably be the one that I would, if I'm doing NBA specifically, look at adding, taking away 3 seconds in the key for the defense. So that's my rules. But yeah, there's probably a lot of different things that could be changed, but I think those are ones that I think I would like to see change. So kind of ending the night, our routine, or our I should say our signature segment of Stuck on the Boat. So we got a new topic for y'all this week. So we're looking at four all-star level players that have no bag. So we're basically saying that they've made an all-star. If they don't have to be a perennial all-star, they could be an all-star one time. But we're saying four of those guys that you don't think have a bag. I mean, LeBron was on his podcast, Mind the Game, last week, talking about that he had no bag, and kind of rebutting that. And so looking at that
Man.
and thinking about that topic, basically thinking about four players that we think have made an all-star team before that don't have a bag. So some of these
Man,
will
he ain't got
probably be
no.
aggregated. Some of them will probably be aggregated and we might go viral. I hope so. But what you guys th thoughts on the topic?
Hey, he got no bag and got 50,000 points. So it worked.
Exactly.
Do you want to go four, like our four straight, or do you do one? Like, how do you want to do this? Because I
Let's do
got
one,
mine.
one, and one. I
Okay.
got mine ready to go. So there, D, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm gonna
Okay.
pick the most obvious one for my number one, because I know you guys aren't gonna pick it. Rudy Gobert. I'm gonna give love to Rudy Gobert, Mr. No Bag himself.
Give love. You're the
Yeah,
one
give
always
love.
defending. You always defending Rudy.
Four-time All-Star. I think he's three-time All-NBA, four-time DPOY, and he's going to the Hall of Fame guaranteed. No bag whatsoever. Can barely catch a pass. He's all on the all-time no bag list.
All right, Darius, what you
I
got?
mean, I got mine. He's a one-time all-star, Mr. Thank His Therapist himself, Medal
Nah,
World Peace.
bruh,
That dude, I thought
bruh.
about it, but he's got a little bit of a bag.
It's
He's got a little bit of a bag.
hard. It's
It's
only bag he got is nobody messing with him. Ain't
that.
nobody gonna step to him.
No, that's a good one, because there are a lot of times he just dribbled through you and just kind of like put a layup in there. That's a fair one.
He ain't
All
going
right.
around. He ain't going around you. He's just like, you just gotta get the way.
Y'all think y'all know who I'm going with first, but I'm gonna switch it up. This dude made an all-star game as an alternate last year. He's a dude that I think I have underrated based off some of our conversations, maybe, but I'm going with Mr. Scottie Barnes. I think that man, I watched highlights of him.
Oh, that was
I
nice,
watched, I
man.
watched,
He
no,
nice.
listen. I watched highlights of him specifically before I chose him,
You
just to
hater.
see, like, man, does this dude handle the ball at all? Does he cross over? Does he literally every highlight was him catching the ball and shooting, or catching the ball on the run and dunking or doing a layup. The dude does
Just
not have
don't
a
like his
bag.
hair. You just don't like it. He ain't got no good lineup. That's all that is.
I could care less about his hair. I could care less about his hair. The dude has no bag.
Mike, you a
Moving
hairist.
on. Moving on.
He
Number
doesn't.
two,
He
Eagles.
doesn't.
Let's go. Let's
Okay,
go.
my number two. I didn't want anyone to pick this one, but it's obvious. Klay Thompson, 60 points, 11 dribbles. And he's got plenty of other performances like this. He comes off screens and just shoots.
But he was, and I granted it wasn't the NBA, but I saw clips of him and I seen him play at Washington State where he was basically their point guard. And so I feel like he kind of got relegated to having no bag, but I guess I can't
No.
argue with you from an NBA perspective.
But he chose that. He said Chris Mullin said that less dribbles
Mullen,
the better.
Mullen, Mullen.
Mullin, whatever you want to call. Chris Mullin said less dribbles the better. So he it's not that he doesn't have a bag, but he intentionally doesn't use his bag. So that's why he's on my
Okay.
list. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and keep it new school with us. And my you already know who I'm gonna go with because he got four game winners already so far. Mr. Halliburton himself.
Dang, why you do that to him?
The Halliburton. I
Don't
mean,
make
no,
him angry.
hey, he ain't really got a bag, but he got a he. Hey, he gets it done, man. He gets it done. He don't really have a bag, but he gets it done. The Halliburton. This brother's a terrorist to other teams, right? So,
We're seeing what happens when the Halliburton meets Shisus.
right, bro. That's what I'm saying. So it gotta be Tyrese, man. It gotta be
Okay.
Tyrese.
I'm gonna go ahead and take my other old new school person, and I'm gonna say Pascal Siakam.
That's
I feel like
fair.
I've had to come off that hill a little bit watching him these last few games,
He
but
got a little bit of a
the
bag.
first he yeah he does he does. But the first time I remember watching him in depth was that 2019 finals, and I felt like, man, how is this dude getting 20 and 30 points a game? Like, the dude looks like he just is kind of clumsy and just like, I hate to say it, but he looks like almost like he just learned how to play basketball.
Yeah, a little bit.
And obviously he hasn't. Like, he's an NBA player, so he's super talented, but I just didn't see his game translating to being a multi-time all-star. So I'm gonna say no hate to him. The dude is well deserved as an all-star, well deserved as an Eastern Conference Finals Larry Bird recipient, even though I still think Haliban should have gotten that one. But if they win this series, he might be the NBA Finals MVP too. So
Yeah, he might.
Mr. No Bag himself, I'm gonna say Pascal Siakam.
Okay,
That's
so
fair.
I'm gonna say Pascal Siakam before Pascal Siakam. Luol Deng, it is not just because they're both, well, it is kind of because they're both African. But Wow. Jesus, thank God it ain't Black History Month.
for people
That's
that don't
different than
know,
African History Month. man, for people that don't know Luol Deng, two-time All-Star, one-time All-Defense, and he's of course on the D-Rose led team, 62 and 20, but the even bigger reason to know him, he's from Sudan. He's essentially paying for that whole Sudan team, and making sure that they're relevant for basketball. But he's got two ways to go: forward dribbling, backwards dribbling, mid-range jumper, and he kind of drives to the basket like Pascal. People will say he got a bag maybe later in his career. I wouldn't say that. I think when he was go watch some YouTube highlights. Luol Deng kept it simple. Two-time All-Star for it, so. Okay. I'm gonna go. Oh, I'm trying to debate because I feel like I got three that I can kind of go with.
Go ahead and say them. I mean, I got five names, so go ahead and say them.
You know what? I'm gonna run off this one. Yeah. And I might give you my other two, but this guy, Mr. he got the hottest. He got the hottest summer.
Mr. Tease of the
He got,
century right here.
yo, he got the hottest summer mixtape out. The hottest summer mixtape out, boy. Every year,
LiAngelo?
you think like, man, this gonna be the year
I know,
where he go shoot. This
dude.
gonna be the year, Mr. Ben Simmons himself, baby.
Very fair.
No,
Very
well worth the
fair.
wait.
Very
Hey,
fair.
no
Very
bag, no bag, but bro, his game just worked, man. His
fair.
game's efficient.
He got a bag of supermodels he done dated too.
Bruh, he ain't really got it. I mean, if you pay attention to his game, he ain't really got a deep bag, but his
He
game
used
was
to, though.
just,
He
that's the
used to.
thing. He used to, but I
Yeah.
mean, like, well, I mean, people give him crap. I'm like, man, when you actually watch him play, like, dude, he's still a brilliant basketball player. I think he just stuck in his own head.
Yeah,
Cause he, I mean,
Trayvon.
he could still defend, he could still rebound. It's just like,
The Monstar
you
star
just,
stole his talent, man. They stole his talent.
man. It gotta feel like a little bit.
That's a good one, Honestly, it
but
does.
it's tough.
Honestly, it does. All right. I'm gonna say I watched this guy many times growing up. He's from Dallas. He's currently on the Gil's Arena podcast. Great player.
I know you're going to.
Cincinnati Bearcat. I love this dude's game. I love this dude's heart, but he doesn't have a bag. Like he's Mr. He'll get you a bucket. He'll get you some rebounds. He
He'll
kind of
punch you in
became
the
like a
face.
tough. He'll punch you in the face. He even got Trina's lips tatooed on him at one point. So I'm going with Mr. Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, he a wild boy.
His plate was pretty full off of a lot of J-Kidd passes. So I think he's a good player. But if
Oh
I'm
yeah,
going as far as
definitely.
looking at a bag, I don't think Kenyon Martin had a bag.
Do dunks count as a bag?
No.
No. He was just that much more athletic, man. No, ain't nobody gonna go up there with him.
Nope.
How many
All
times
right.
did he make the All-Star game?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right.
I got a good one. You guys gonna like my
No, I
next one.
think mine beats all yours. I don't
Nah.
even think it's
Nah.
arguable. I
All
think
right, go.
if Rudy isn't the all-time no bag player, I think this is the all-time no bag player. Bulls fan here. Joakim Noah.
Who's going there?
Two-hand
Who's
free
going
throw
there? That's a good
side.
one. That's a good one.
That's
That's
a
a good one.
good one. The way he
That's a good
passes
one.
is like a middle schooler, but somehow he gets it through there. He dribbles a one-hand garden up the court. And somehow, with all that said, he still ended up
Two
making all
times.
defense. I think he made it 3 times all defense, 2-time All-Star, 1-time All-NBA, and DPOY. In the year that he was DPOY, he was fourth on the MVP list. And everything he did looked elementary. He's my
Wow.
all-time no bag player.
Okay.
Hey, that's my homie, man. You gotta let Joakim live, man.
In Cleveland?
You gotta let
Cleveland?
Joakim, but again, that still don't beat the one I'm gonna go with.
No.
That still ain't gonna be, and you,
No,
the
I
one
got
I'm
one
gonna
to
go.
I think I got one to top it all because I'm gonna make some jokes
No,
off it, but go ahead.
no,
Well, go ahead.
this is Mr. Passing my cocaine, my wedding dress, and my nail polish because I'm heading to Vegas, baby.
Oh, this is good. Yeah,
Mr.
this is
Dennis
good.
Rodman.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
I was
one.
juggling. I was oh, that's this is good.
it's a dinner. No bag, baby, but I'm getting all boys. No
No, that might
bag.
be it. I mean, that might be it
That's a
for
good one. That's a good one.
real.
That's a good one. Another
Yeah.
Dallas born and raised player too.
Yeah.
Oh, Dennis was Man,
Rodman?
yeah, he
Yeah.
went to Sock, I want to say.
Yep.
Only reason I put Noah over Dennis is because Noah was trying to do things. Dennis didn't try. He just get the rebound, give it to Scotty or Michael. That's the only reason I'm going
Hey,
Ron.
he
Yeah,
stayed
South
in
Oak
his
Cliff.
lane,
South Oak
man.
Cliff something.
He stayed in
That's a
his
good one.
lane, man.
That's a good one. This isn't what I would consider my crown jewel yet, but I'm gonna go with the 2015 All-Star. Made the All-Star team because his team made the All-Star team. I'm gonna go with Kyle Korver.
Oh,
Great shooter, but no bag. Like
whatsoever.
as about as fundamental of a shooter, one of the best shooters of all time. Like up there in the top
Whatsoever.
10 as far as threes, but like he literally made an All-Star team because his team's record was that good. So
Yeah.
I'm going with Kyle Korver as my fourth pick.
I had him on my list, but I felt like I couldn't put two shooters on there, so I chose Clay instead of Kyle.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Damn.
Marcus, you got another one, or do you want to add Clay to
Yeah, I
your
mean,
three?
a couple honorable mentions, similar to Kyle Korver one, DeAndre Jordan. He made the All-Star team with
I had DeAndre
Chris
Jordan.
Paul,
That's a good one.
Blake, and all his job was to
Oh, at
dunk
first
and
I thought you
rebound.
were saying Chris Paul had no
No, no.
bag. It's
No,
like,
no, no, no.
bro.
Crazy. No, DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, 100%.
Okay.
One-time All-Star. He just dunked. He just dunked.
Yeah.
Dunked and rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had two honorable mentions. One was Gerald Wallace.
Okay.
But same thing, just dunked. And
He
my
did make the
next one.
All-Star. He made the All-Star team, huh?
Yeah, he made it once.
That's good.
Yeah, he made it once. And man, who was my next one? I just had his name. Oh. I'm surprised y'all mentioned it. He was on that he sent that We Believe team home. We talking about guns,
Stat, stat,
Mr. AK
stat.
himself.
Yeah, no, I thought about him.
AK-47.
AK
Carolina. I like his
47.
handle. I like AK's
Yeah, I
handle.
said he
He had a
kind of
little
did a little bit of
wiggle.
everything.
I ain't seen his game. Well, I mean, I feel like he had a little wiggle, but yeah, I feel like I didn't really think he had a bag. I just thought he was just a killer, bro.
He's kind of like Danny
He
Avdia is now. He's like a better version of him.
Yeah, he wasn't like re really breaking you down, but he was just cooking you however you want it.
Okay. My last one, speaking of no wiggle and no breaking you down, is Mr. AC Green.
That's past
Mr.
me.
AC
See,
Green.
I don't have the footage on that.
Oh,
You know.
he was on the, he was in the 90s, so let me give you my reasons. Like, all-star player, mostly known for being a virgin throughout his entire NBA career, which kudos to him for that, because that would be that's a tall task. But again, no
Bruh.
wiggle, no breaking you down. There's a story about Magic Johnson would used to send girls to his room to try to get him to break his vow of remaining a virgin.
He
So
stays
hey,
strong, baby.
he stayed strong, but like had no bag, obviously. So
On or off the court, Lord have mercy, Mike.
on or
Lord
off
have
the court.
mercy.
On or off the court. So again, like
Man.
very honorable,
Yeah.
and a great all-time human being. I think somebody
Yeah.
that if you were going to pick an NBA player, like again, going back to Stefon Diggs, how everybody talked about this isn't the dude you want your sister to date. AC Green is the dude you want your sister to date, but he had no
Oh,
bag. And I mean,
definitely.
I watched him on the Mavs, and he wasn't a player. He's got the record for the most games played in a row, but he was basically a rebounder and a hustle dude. But he
But
made an All-Star team in 1990.
you know who, I think that's a good one. You know who I feel like, I don't know if he really had a bag, but his game was so wiry that it's like, dang, like, do we? It was kind of confusing. And I feel like he was kind of P Pascal before Pascal. You
Ooh.
got Josh Howard.
Yeah, that's fair. That's really fair. I
I feel like
was a
he,
Mavs fan during that time.
bias,
He
bias.
gained by the time he became an all-star, he had some moves where he could break it down a little bit. He
Nah, that's
wasn't.
Pascal though. Pascal has moved
That's what I'm
the
saying. Like, it kind of confused you because, like, when you look at Pascal, you're like, man, he ain't gonna really break you down. But then he kind of does. You're
Yeah.
just like, dang, like, he's just a
Mike don't like people
slippery.
with no
Yeah.
lineups, No,
Pascal Scotty. Yeah, he's a slippery player. He's
how I always
slippery.
felt about Josh Howard was he's really good as like your third or fourth player, but I feel like,
Yeah.
man, if he's an all-star on your team, you're probably not an NBA Finals team. And granted, they made the finals
Yeah.
with him, but yeah, I mean,
But he.
I can
He
see it a little bit.
but he's like that slippery player. He just managed to get to a spot, get the shot off. But you know what I'm saying? Like he just how it looks. You know what I'm saying? How it look, he just this long, lanky. He's like Pascal. It's just his long, lanky, uncoordinated. But you're like, yo, he get this shot off every rip. And he cooking cats for like 20, 30 points. Just like Pascal.
No.
He be cooking cats for 20, 30 points.
I'm gonna end the pod with this. You know who wasn't slippery? AC Green.
Leave that, man. God bless.
I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Bad. All right, y'all.